You're listening to the InTune Astrology Podcast, broadcasting from Fort Worth, Texas, with your host, Nirtana. Tune up to the long-term astro influences going on right now from the consciousness evolution perspective. Peace. Uranus in Aries, 2010 to 2018. Uranus is an interesting planet. It's the only planet in the solar system that rotates with its axis near its ecliptic. In other words, it rotates completely differently than all the other planets known in our solar system. Uranus is like that. It's not your average planet in terms of its vibration. Uranian energy is not predictable, sometimes quick, unexpected. It has been compared to a lightning bolt. Hits and changes everything at times. In terms of consciousness, I would consider it to be associated with the opened third eye chakra. It opens up a completely different way of seeing things. I believe it represents the universal force of freedom, of seeing potential and innovative ways of being, moving, making changes, and finding solutions in this world. In fiery Aries, on a personal consciousness level, it could open up the energy of the third eye perception in people. Aries is that primal seed, that powerful thrust which ignites things and which is represented in the beginning of life itself. That pure energy can be used to open doors to consciousness. On the other side of that, it could also be represented with erratic, egocentric attitudes and mental states. Also, because it's like electric fire, it can have explosive energy internally on many levels, from mental to emotional to physical health. Generally, the sudden lightning flashes of Uranus are for a reason. Usually, it's because change is needed. Maybe we have been holding on to something for too long because there is some security in it for us. But if it's not serving us or even harming our consciousness and our evolution in some way, then when the time is right, usually when Uranus is aspecting something significant in our natal charts, it brings in a new perspective by shifting things around in a pretty quick way. Sometimes the way things are shifted around us can be dramatic. And since it's in fiery Aries, it may be good for all of us to really look at our lives and listen to the guidance that is usually quite freely given and try to make changes before it pops them on us. In listening, we are shifting naturally, and all that snap, crackle, pop can be saved for our internal combustion as far as our consciousness is concerned. Now, when we move out into the world with thoughts of Uranus and Aries, our immediate relationships will be affected by our internal states. On a larger scale, when we think of an influence like this, Uranian lightning, fast change events combined with the primal fire energy of Aries, we can expect large-scale events to happen. Some examples I have seen: large groups of oppressed people getting totally fed up with archaic structures and revolting. Large-scale protests, some with violence. People are seeing things in a new way. With the thrust of energy, they move toward evolving their environments, countries, governments, etc. Also, it was very interesting to me. I was reading the news one week and I kept reading fire, explosion, fire. On one day, I was thinking, is this it? Has Uranus entered into Aries? Sure enough, it had. Now, I'm not trying to be all gloom and doom here. One thing I may wish for is the human interest regulation of the oil and gas and other volatile industries so that they protect people, animals, and environment, no exceptions, worldwide. To me, this would be a very important step in human evolution, the step of people, environment, and nature as more important than money and profit. Let me get off my pulpit here and I'll get back to this. There is no mistake. Uranus in Aries is potent, volatile. There will be many changes, fast, bright, sometimes fiery. They can take place on so many levels, from internal to worldly. The issue is, how do we use this energy? It is here. Can we try our best to take conscious responsibility for our thoughts, words, and deeds? On a very basic ego level, Uranus is asking us to transform, evolve, get free of what's not working, bring the evolution of humanity and ourselves into front priority. It is not just about me anymore. It's about the heightened me that has the new, wide, wise, enlightened scope and wider sense of responsibility. Evolution. Again, as I say in every podcast, this planet is out there floating around in the solar system in Aries, and somewhere that fits into your own astrological map. Knowing where it is, in which house, and how it connects with your own personal geometry can be quite illuminating, especially if you're experiencing the more volatile or erratic energies in your life. Just know that we're all experiencing it somehow, and it's here to enlighten us, free us, help us evolve as individuals and communities and as a human family. Peace. In this case, peace with action. Just wanted you to know that the sound you're hearing behind me is a combination of Planet Ware's octave of Uranus and the sound of Uranus from a NASA video. Thanks for listening. Peace.